This community update was brought to you by U-Radio. Since 2007, Lynn Scott has run a feral cat management program and kitten rescue in Winnipeg. Craig Street Cats provided shelter services and spay and neuter programs. But after losing their primary veterinarian during the COVID-19 pandemic, those programs had to be phased out.
He closed his practice here and moved to the States. And unfortunately, we have not been able to find a vet to replace him, which means that we are having to go to various clinics all over the city. And there has been no clinic that can absorb our workflow, which means that our programs basically don't exist. We're doing minimal spays and neuters every year because we don't have a vet.
The need for veterinary services at Craig Street Cats follows a growing demand for veterinarians and veterinary technicians in Manitoba, particularly in rural areas. This issue is not unique to Manitoba, with a worldwide shortage of veterinary professionals affecting North America, Europe, and Australia. Corey Wilson, the Executive Director Registrar of the Manitoba Veterinary Medical Association, says several factors contribute to this crisis. A significant portion of the veterinary workforce is retiring, and the number of new graduates is insufficient to replace them.
We're not really looking at specifically a Manitoba issue, which makes some of the solutions a little bit more challenging. We know that we have about a 20% occupancy rate right now, which is meaning that we need about 20% more veterinarians and veterinary technologists to meet current demand. This has been going on, we believe. The shortage itself has been really more acutely felt since about 2020. We heard some anecdotal evidence, but the Canadian Veterinary Medical Association also did a study indicating shortage and really a projection of a lot more shortage in the years to come.
In the Canadian Occupational Projection System, Canada is expected to have a shortage of veterinarians between the period of 2022 and 2031. About 5,000 vet jobs will open during this time, but only around 4,300 people will be available to fill them.
Realistically, there are more folks that are interested in obtaining that education than the amount of funding that we have for seats. So we have well more than 20 qualified applicants per year applying to become a veterinarian. So we don't see the larger issue being interest. It's actually the funding to get that education. And we have folks from Manitoba that we know go down to the Caribbean, go to Australia, or go to other programs where if they don't get into the program here, and they're more than qualified to be veterinarians.
Currently, students from Manitoba must train at the Western College of Veterinary Medicine in Saskatchewan. While Manitoba recently increased its training seats by 5, expanding capacity further requires significant investment in new facilities and staff.
We just don't have that infrastructure, capacity, and funding to train those folks right now.
Wilson says Manitoba is exploring alternative solutions to address the shortage more quickly, recruiting internationally trained veterinarians. Part of the approach involves training those with licenses outside of Canada to become specialists in swine health through an accelerated program. Wilson says they will then be able to return to Manitoba, providing much-needed support for the province's agricultural industry. While efforts are ongoing, the effects of the demand are being felt. Having to seek out other practices, Scott says Craig Street Cats has been paying 5 times what they were pre-COVID for basic spay, neuter, and wellness exams. Due to the increased overhead and medical costs, Scott says they've had to make the difficult decision of closing their adoption center, but will continue education and training programs and maintain their database.
We estimate that those programs will need to continue for 10 years beyond the closure of the adoption center, after which Craig Street Cats will cease to exist.
With U Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.